USA Radio News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin blamed the West for emerging global food and energy crisis, and then, during a meeting, repeated his government's offers for ships exporting grain from Ukraine if mines are removed from the waters. The leader went on to say Russia wasn't blocking grain shipments from the Ukraine and that the West is using Russia as a scapegoat for its problems. The attempt to take over in the Ukraine is having a ripple effect as Russia and Ukraine produce a third of the world's wheat. A man who allegedly stabbed a doctor and two nurses at a hospital near Los Angeles was arrested after barricading inside a room in the hospital for over 4 hours. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
David McCormick bowed out of Pennsylvania's Senate Republican primary after failing to close a nearly 1,000-vote gap with celebrity doctor Mehmet Oz. His concession comes after weeks of contentious contests that ended with each candidate winning 31% of the vote, and both campaigns projecting victory once all ballots were counted. Oil-producing countries will have more in coming months.
The OPEC oil cartel and allied producing countries, yes, that does include Russia, will raise production to 648,000 barrels per day in July and August, offering some relief for a global economy that's been suffering from soaring energy prices. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
U.S. health officials urge doctors to test for monkeypox if they suspect cases, saying there may be community-level spread, but that the overall public health risk remained low. So far, there have been 21 reported cases of the disease in at least 11 states, with patients isolating to help prevent spreading the virus. U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention officials stated in a conference call it was aware of 700 cases of monkeypox that have been reported globally outside of parts of Africa where the disease is endemic. No deaths have been reported in the U.S. so far. In alignment with the CDC, a newly released report found that the number of children who overdosed on melatonin has skyrocketed over the past 10 years. In 2021 alone, poison control centers across the country received 52,000 calls about children ingesting dangerous quantities of over-the-counter sleeping aid. While melatonin is generally safe and marketed as a sleeping aid for adults and children, health experts advise caution when giving it to younger kids. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.